When the wind backed a few degrees and a hint of rankness came to Ryan's nostrils that was bad enough to lift the hairs on his nape, he realized the armored bear was stalking him. He wheeled. The beast stood atop a humpbacked sandstone boulder not 20 yards away. As advertised, its body was covered all over with broad triangular scales, glinting a dull ivory in the light filtering through the afternoon overcast sky. The head looked to be skull-like, skinless and hairless, but extraordinarily thick. The muzzle was shielded with finer plates. To Ryan, it looked as if he were being menaced by an angry bus, so the Farwalker's estimate of size was probably pretty much dead in the crosshairs. The only part of the bear Ryan could see that wasn't armored was the eyes. He hadn't taken for granted it would have eyes, but had checked with Farwalker, who confirmed it did. They were glaring at him right now, with what he hoped was only an eerie semblance of intelligence. Ryan had the Steyr in his hands and was bringing it to his shoulder even as he turned. He tried to sight on the thing's left eye, but the beast knew a long blaster, or at least a threat. It was already wheeling itself to jump off its perch, down out of sight, behind a tangle of orange rock and brown scrub. Ryan fired anyway. The copper-jacketed 180-grain boat-tailed bullet glanced off the bony skull. Then the bear was gone.
Shit!
From his belt, he snatched a torch he had prepared, a limb of brushwood with dry grass tied around its head and smeared with the flammable pine resin the little ones used for glue. He jammed the torch's butt into soft sand at his feet, whipped out a lighter and lit it, then snatched it up again, keeping the long blaster in his right hand the whole time. If the bear gave him a shot, he could always drop the torch. On the cusp of the instant, he had guessed the bear wouldn't, and he was right. It was charging at him from a clump of brush 10 feet to his left, but a person wouldn't think would hide a jackrabbit. He swung the flaming torch right into the bear's face. The bear put its haunches down and skidded to a stop. That was the edge Ryan had been counting on the torch to give him, an animal's instinctive dread of fire. The armored beast reared up and smacked the torch out of Ryan's hand with a swipe of its saber-taloned paw.
What?
It cartwheeled over a scrub oak to his right and vanished from sight. Ryan threw himself the other way, hit the ground, and rolled. On his back, he saw the bear gather and leap at him, aiming to pin him. If it landed on him, that would likely end the fight right there. Ryan rolled frantically back to his right. The bear's ton of weight slammed the ground right next to him, so hard he was bounced 6 inches in the air. Ryan hoisted himself and got a boot under him. The bear came off the ground, sweeping outward with its left arm. It tossed Ryan 20 feet through the air, over the same bush it had knocked the torch.
Jesus.
He got to his feet, a lot more deliberately than he was happy with. But the monster hadn't followed his flight with another bull rush. It respected his long blaster. Maybe too much. The torch lay nearby. It had gone out. That was a stroke of luck. As friendly as they were, the little ones would no doubt be less than grateful if he burned off the land they depended upon for forage, to say nothing of how embarrassed he'd be if he burned himself up in his own accidental wildfire. Instinctively, Ryan ran bent over toward the bush he had just flown above. The bear charged right through the spot where he'd landed. It had circled 90 degrees clockwise and attacked from the south. A bear could outrun a man on the flat. The monster's huge size and the weight of its armor might have rendered it slower, but Ryan didn't count on that. He was betting his life on his grasp of elementary physics. With its mass, the bear wasn't going to snap off many right-angled turns. So Ryan sprinted flat out, ran through a side of the bush, crossed an expanse of sand, and scrambled onto another pile of boulders. There he halted and turned, crouching with the Steyr ready. The rocks would at least break the monster's charge, but it didn't come. He could see well enough past the bush to see that the bear had disappeared again.
You're not making this easy, are you?
There was a flash of yellowish-white to his left.
Shit!
The monster was trying to get south of him again. Then it hit him. The rat-blasted monster was trying to drive him into the Grand Bastard Canyon. That really pissed Ryan off.
That was my plan!
Ryan could hear grass rustling right at the southern end of the boulder clump he was perched on. Could the bastard belly crawl around the rocks, get into range, to nail him with a swipe before he could react? Ryan didn't care to chance it. He grabbed a vaguely triangular plate of sandstone, 10 inches long, and whirled it overhand toward where he'd heard the sound. That startled the monster, and Ryan fired. He saw blood spray away from the right eye socket.
Gotcha, bastard!
But the bullet hadn't found the creature's brain.
Oh, shit!
The bear charged. Ryan sprang off the rock to his left, hoping to get into the bear's blind spot. The bear landed, again with uncanny accuracy, right where Ryan had just been. It lashed out at him as it did. One claw hooked the Steyr's sling. Like an attack dog who just hit the end of his chain, Ryan pivoted and slammed into the ground on his back. He let the rifle go. Otherwise, the beast would trawl him right up like a happy angler. But the armored bear was momentarily disoriented by pain and fury. It stood on its hind legs, pawed the air, and roared with rage, sending the Steyr flying unheeded. Forcing air back into his lungs, Ryan jumped up and sprinted after the long blaster. Unfortunately, the monster still had one good eye and two good ears. It ran to intercept him. Ryan stopped and crouched. His Sig Sauer P226 was in his hand, for what good it would do. But if he'd kept chasing after the long blaster, the bear would have climbed right up his back. It was south of him again. Ryan turned and powered south for 25 yards, half the distance to where the edge of the world lay. Then he spun down into a crouch, holding the Sig Sauer in a two-handed combat grip. Hearing him start to run straight away from it, the bear had launched itself in full-throttle pursuit. It smashed through a scrub oak, charging right at him. Ryan made himself stay calm, lined up his front sight with that bloodshot left eye. Ignoring the fear that yammered in his belly, he gave the bear two full strides to time its up-and-down movement. Then he squeezed off a compressed, surprised break. The bear's left eye exploded. The little 147 grain, 9mm bullet didn't tunnel through to the bear's brain. The beast kept straight ahead. Expecting it, Ryan rolled right and escaped its rush. He headed back toward the canyon. The bear was still tracking him by smell and sound, and it was personal now. The monster wouldn't stop pursuing Ryan short of death.
Come on, come on.
Even blinded and filled with pain and rage, the bear kept its cunning. It also seemed to stay aware of where the cliff was. It still kept trying to circle to Ryan's left as he worked west and stampede Ryan into the ditch with short, savage charges, or rend him with tooth and claw if it got lucky. Ahead, Ryan saw a place where a chunk of the rim had fallen in, leaving a semicircle of comparatively gentle slope down to the sheer drop. He darted ahead, surprising the bear and reaching the head of the sloping depression. As he did, he tucked his blaster in his belt and took out his lighter. The bear was loping after him, slower than he could run. It couldn't charge or run full out and keep track of him now, it seemed. Ryan found a big dry tumbleweed and picked it up. The bear rushed him. Holding the weed by its stem, Ryan lit it. It burned furiously, giving off a cloud of choking smoke. He thrust the weed at the bear. It stopped and reared. Unable to see, it was far more fearful of the fire. Ryan ran to his left. Tracking him by the crackle of fire and smell of smoke, the bear spun to keep its snarling jaws toward him. The weed burned out and singed Ryan's fingers. He stood it as long as he could, then dropped it. A dead scrub oak sapling stood up from the ground nearby. Ryan dove on it, ripped it from the ground, lit it, and thrust it into the armored bear's face as the creature, slightly unsteady on its hind legs, lunged after him. Ryan began to circle again. Roaring, weeping tears of blood, the bear turned and turned with him, slashing savagely but ineffectually with its paws. It began to wobble. It was dizzy. Ryan shoved the burning scrub sapling right into its face.
Come on, you mutant bastard. Come get me now.
He began to back down the incline toward the canyon. When the bear failed to follow instantly, Ryan stuck his firebrand in its face again. It charged. Ryan turned and ran away. He had always been told a bear couldn't run downhill well because its rear legs were longer than its front ones and it tended to lose balance and roll. Ryan's plan didn't count on that. He was counting on basic physics again, and the hope the monster had been thoroughly disoriented by playing whirligig. The bear was following. Ryan had gotten an early lead, but it was rapidly catching up. He made himself run as close to the edge as he dared, then he hurled the torch out into space and wheeled left out of the bear's path. With horrible agility, the vast creature spun its huge frame sideways in a spray of dirt and loose gravel. Its jaws opened toward Ryan, and its incredible momentum carried it right over the edge. Ryan sat down.
Yeah. This better have been bastard worth it.